Kevin Cuban. What's good?
I don't love that nickname.
You don't?
I was gonna say that.
I think it's funny.
I know you do.
Where did it come from?
Just from you.
No, like, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe we were drunk doing the podcast. Allegedly, one time.
Story of the podcast. in a new spaceship.
Yes.
Thank you to people who have given us a home when we've not had one.
Indeed.
Cards Against Humanity.
Shout out, y'all.
As WGN is finding their new studio, evidently.
New spaceship.
Allegedly.
No, I think it's
You think it's real? Okay, yeah. I feel like the whole shit won't fall apart.
We just gonna have to be in cards forever.
Yeah, which I would be down with that. We could play games.
Yeah, but Tara would miss us.
He would.
Yes.
Tara, we have a really dope guest.
Yes, we do.
In the building. I'm gonna say this, that this young man has come up in the last, I would say, 2 years, has really, like, you know, beaten the drum for the culture to know how serious of a lyricist he is. Really, like, I mean, I've seen him emerge over the last, you know, maybe like half decade or more, but in these last few years, our guest has put out an incredibly beautiful record, Melodramatics. Has gone around the country with his brethren, Pivot Gang, is a member of that West Side boy band, is arguably
the
maybe
West Side's only boy band.
Oh, West Side's only boy band. Let's get it. Let's not get it. Let's get it straight.
Let's not get it twisted.
I would say maybe one of the flyest members of the Pivot Gang. I mean, I've seen them in the white Sherpa coat.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Really been out here. Yeah. Well, you saw what he did.
You gotta commit. You commit to the fit.
He did. He did. And he did. He did the KRS-One. He came on with the jacket, then took it off after the first song or so. You feel me?
Oh, that's true. I remember that.
I definitely learned that from one of them.
Yeah.
I've seen rappers on stage in parkas.
Yeah.
Zipped up. Hood up.
Yeah. No, you gotta come in.
But they
the
don't
show.
Take it off.
Well, that you have to after the first song. Or
no,
two.
They don't.
That's the KRS-One rule.
Okay,
that's
I got that. What you said.
Okay,
but I'm saying others do
right.
not.
That's because, you know, they whack MCs. But
our
guest is a very fire MC from Pivot Gang, from the west side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Chicago's very own. Motherfucking Mellow.
Haha, it was good. We can curse, so that's amazing.
Yes, we can.
Motherfucking Mellow.
Yeah. Say it right. Or say it MFing.
MFing. If you're not into cursing,
that's you don't
cool.
want to curse.
But also, like, if
you
like MF to get nasty. Is such like a Chicago thing, too.
Mm.
That's real.
Yeah. Right?
That's real. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so natural for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, you don't even have to think about it.
Until right now, I didn't think about that.
Right? It's like a person, an MF.
Yeah.
Or UMF.
But that's also Tara's gift. You know what I mean?
Thank
She's
you,
able to point out, for real, like
oh,
some of like
I
the,
love slang.
I know.
I love Chicago slang.
Well, I think.
I just love slang.
I think it is your training as a journalist is that you also have a particular panache for the colloquial, you know? You know, really,
Thanks,
really do.
I have
word. You know, no, okay, all right. So, listen, thank you so much for being here, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure to be with you guys.
We've wanted to have you on for a long time.
Man. I know. Kevin
I've been wanting to
me,
be here for a while. So.
Kevin was like, "We haven't had him yet," and I'm like, "No."
I know. In my mind, I'm like, "Yo, we've been talked."
But, he's like, "Yeah, right."
Good, man. Well, yo, we want to talk about a lot of things.
We can talk about it all.
All right, good. So let's just start with like where you. I mean, you're born on the West Side.
Born on the West Side. Indeed. All right.
So
Austin,
let's talk about
or?
It. Yeah, where
nah,
at?
Not Austin. Actually, North Lawndale.
Okay.
I was my whole family like grew up on Douglas. You know what I'm saying? Right out of Central Park, and I was out there until I was probably like 13 or something like that, and then we moved to Maywood. That's a western suburb. You know what I'm saying? I used to call it Baby Out West.
Yeah, well,
I used to call Maywood Baby Out,
oh,
Baby Out
okay.
West. Now, so but let's. What year did you move to Maywood?
I wish I could give you a year realistically. I was probably going into like the seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
I just know that much.
Because Maywood is a very interesting.
It is.
Suburb.
It is.
Suburb, and like,
yeah,
let's put air quotes around it.
With the air quotes.
Well, first of all, I want to say that Chairman Fred Hampton is from Maywood.
From Maywood, indeed.
Maywood was also a suburb, in air quotes, mm-hmm. where once the decimation of the public housing developments in the city of Chicago began to fall, a lot of folks began to be, they moved out to Maywood.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And so it changed the demographic. It changed the feel of Maywood.
So was it just west of Forest Park?
Yeah, it's like it goes Austin, Oak Park, River Forest, Forest Park, Maywood.
Okay. Yeah. And what is the other? There's a near
Maywood and Bellwood.
And Bellwood, yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
I spent some time in Bellwood too.
Because Maywood and Bellwood share the same.
I literally stayed on the border. Like my house, I stayed on 22nd and St. Charles. It's like my house, the front of my house was Bellwood. If you leave out the back, that's Maywood. So I technically stayed in Bellwood.
Right.
But I spent most of my time in Maywood. So I said, Maywood.
So what was it?
They're really funny about the neighborhoods. I mean, like, indeed. You know, you're like, I'm from here. And if you say I'm from here, like, don't get that shit twisted. Like, yeah. I'm from here.
Well, and what it speaks, it actually speaks to, like, such a grotesque redlining in the city, like a carving up of the neighborhoods that the politicians
have
been.
Even, like, the city suburbs, like, if you're from the suburbs, don't claim you from the city type shit.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. These lines, like, it's all, really like, turf shit, really. Yeah. Like, But I'm really interested in growing up in Maywood and becoming like a young man in Maywood, because that's a story that I think, particularly in the era that you came up in Maywood, like what was the conditions of the spaces you were running?
It was crazy. The nickname for Maywood is actually Murderwood.
Right.
Yeah. And literally the block I stayed on, like St. Charles, that whole strip was like horrible. You know what I'm talking about? From decades before I moved there. So it was like still recovering when I was there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I called it Baby Out West, because it didn't feel no different to me. You know what I'm saying? I just knew I was in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? It was mostly a lot of different people. It wasn't as strong as Out West is, but it still, you know what I'm saying, had the reminiscences of that. You know what I'm saying? Like violence, drugs, you know what I'm saying? All stuff like that. So it was just crazy, because it's actually funny. First couple of years when I was out there, I was actually upset with my mother. Cause she moved us out there, and I'm like, we could have just stayed out west for this. Like, you moved me away from,
from
everything.
Her intention was to move farther away from.
She just wanted to be in a better environment.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's how my mother always was. She not with the shits.
Right.
She trying to be in a better place. You know what I'm saying. So I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying. Her trying to do that for me. You know what I'm saying. Cause especially I was the youngest, so my brother and sister, they didn't get that.
Yeah.
So it was cool that she was trying to make that change for me. I appreciated it. But it's like, it wasn't no different. Like, it was even worse than the, like, as far as, like, the block where we stayed in Maywood was worse than the block that we stayed when we was out west. She was just tired of Douglas, you know what I'm saying? Like, whole family grew up out there. She just wanted something different.
Change.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about that change. I will say this. I have, I've had a lapse in judgment. I've had a bit of a faux pas. Because
you're so drunk.
We have not offered you,
exactly.
Mello.
It's okay. I forgot to. The... So
the gifts that we have for you in the corner store.
He was like, Tara, you got any chips?
So listen, before we're gonna talk about like who you live with and your siblings and more about Maywood, but we do want to offer you some of the treats we have for you in the corner store. Just to begin with, I love these. This is a very bougie snack kind of. But
is it the banana joints?
Yes, we do have some
so
organic peanut butter chewy banana bites for
that
you.
That sounds actually delicious.
No, they're fire.
I'm going to see what's
up. I would say Tara and I both would feel like maybe you should share those if you wish.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
I'm down. All right,
I mean, you could do what you want to do. They're yours.
Just know if you want to pass them to the right first.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, you already know.
Except you pass the dutchie to the left, but you know anyway.
Yeah, but you pass the organic banana bites to the right.
I guess so.
Evidently. We also have some organic peach invigorating black tea for you. I don't know if you... Yeah? I think it's going to be delicious.
I'm going to try it out.
Okay. And I think that this is a aspirational future sponsor for us, Tara.
I think those banana bites are...
I know. I don't know where they are made. but we do have some Lily's barbecue... sea salt and black pepper kettle chips for you too.
True.
And those are quite delicious. I enjoy those myself personally. Lily's, if you are listening and you want to sponsor the corner store, we would love to have your chips for every guest.
What do y'all think?
Yeah,
those are delicious.
Those are good, right?
Those are delicious. Yeah.
It costs like. They're so expensive.
They're really good.
They're so good.
All right, so welcome formally. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Now you're completely settled.
Right.
Definitely feel a little better now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Eat, enjoy, have a snack, right? So siblings. So you're the younger. You're the baby.
Yes, I am the baby. I have an older brother and an older sister. My brother being the oldest.
And what is the age discrepancy?
I'm gonna feel like a piece of shit because I don't know the actual numbers.
Damn. Okay. No, that's okay. I mean,
but he probably won't. He definitely won't.
Yeah.
My sister might.
She's
Facts. She's a couple years younger than him, and I'm pretty sure my brother's like 42.
Oh, there's a big age gap.
39. In that range. 39,
40. 27.
I'm 28.
Oh, wow. Mello's grown.
I wish I was 24.
I thought you were okay.
Grown-ish.
You and Fresh are the same age, then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay.
And Joe. Joe's a year younger than us.
Oh, okay,
Joe's 27.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know
Damn.
That.
Yeah. You just like the third person that said, thought I was 24.
I kind of just assume everyone's around 24, the same.
Yeah.
And when I just find everyone out you're in older, your life. Yeah, it's just like blanket. And then I'm like, oh, you're like my age. Cool.
Yeah.
Right, we can hang out.
Right. I could form a real bond with you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, all right. So let's talk about the block a little bit. Like, what are some of the things that you saw coming up as a kid? I mean, what was the, what did you know to do? What did you know not to do?
I've always been mellow. You know what I'm saying? Before, that was my nickname. That was, like, my personality. I was quiet. I was observant. So, I've always just, like, I know better, and I most of the time done better. Like, I do this thing where I do enough dirt to where I can sleep. You feel me? So, like, I don't do nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
but enough.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? I have bad habits, you know what I'm saying? I've done things, look, you feel me? Nothing too crazy, though.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing I'd be ashamed to tell my mother.
I mean, yeah.
You know?
No dry snitch, you know? You don't need
no,
to
no dry snitch.
Yeah, no, never
yeah,
that.
Yeah, never that.
Hey, it's
that.
Past the limit, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I just, like I said, I grew up in an area where, like, I remember specifically, like, on my block, like, at the corner, it was a church. And I remember, like, I had to walk past the church to get to my grandma's house. So at night when I'm walking back past the church, it's like the party's right there. You feel me? Like, they getting drunk, they smoking weed, they shooting dice on the church steps. Like, it was a big, like, you know what I'm saying, platform for it. So, like, it was a nice place to hang, but it was like, why are you in front of the church doing this?
But the steps are a good place to, like, shoot dice.
It's a great
really.
Place.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
hey, the aesthetic right there is real. Let's kick it.
Yeah, but and it's lit.
Is, you know what I'm saying? Got a little.
You can see the dice?
Come on, man.
Well, I was like, doing you a service. Are we talking about it's lit.
In all ways. In all ways.
It's lit in every single possible way.
Basically.
But yeah, like, nothing too crazy. Just seeing that, like, let me know, like, where everybody was around me. And a lot of my cousins, they dibbled and dabbled in the street life, so I was aware of that through them, you know what I'm saying? And just being around them, hearing stories, you know what I'm saying? Hearing them talk to me about stuff, hearing, like, my granddaddy or something yell at them about stuff, just they was living a life that I didn't.
In Maywood.
This was when I was still out west.
Uh-huh.
They was just living a life that I didn't, like. I knew I didn't want to do that, but I also thought parts of it was cool. You know what I'm saying? Just because I looked up to them. So a lot of that stuff seemed like...
Right, you're impressionable and all that.
Easily. Yeah.
What were the cool parts of it?
Just the freedom I thought they had. Like, I remember going to my grandma's house and, like, for, like, on a Sunday or something like that, and I'd be the only one up there. You know what I'm saying? Because I came with my mama. So I'm up there with my mama. Everybody else outside running the streets. They might come in for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Say something. But I'm still the only child up there for real. You know what I'm saying? So that was just crazy. And I just remember, like, them coming in, like, yelling or, you know what I'm saying, talking about what's going on or just smelling them. You know what I'm saying?
Smell like something.
Good pack. You know what I'm saying? But just little things I remember about them doing. And I was like, man, like, I know I don't want to do as much as they do, but some of that stuff is probably kind of cool.
Yeah. So I guess, how did you not take that path? Especially if that is in the family, if that's around you, if that is one of the models you have of cool, how did you know to go a different direction?
I don't even know, to be honest with you. I just knew, like, I ain't want to do all of that. Like, I ain't... Like, I'm too chill to be involved.
Yeah, with a nickname like deeper. Mellow, kind of.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to have to watch my back. Vibe. I don't want to have to do nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like being chill. I like being relaxed. I don't like to worry. I don't like to stress about stuff if I don't have to. Excuse me. So it's like, I knew I didn't, for my personality traits and how I just overall wanted to live life, I knew a lot of those things couldn't be done by me. Because it's like, it wouldn't make sense for my lifestyle that I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? I just knew better. I think I just knew better. You know what I'm saying? Plus my mother, she like, she was, I don't know, it's like, I don't want to say like I can get over on my mama, but she not going to like be too on me like that. But at the same time, she instilled stuff in me. So like, I just knew better. You know what I'm saying? And I just think it comes from her. Like, just my personality, how I seen how much she didn't want to do it. So I knew that like I couldn't be involved in that.
Because what did she do for work?
When we was out west, she was a part of like daycare service. She used to work at the YWCA. She's like in the office. It's like one of the administrators or something like that. Now she works in Maywood Housing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she's just real cool. You know what I'm saying? She don't really let us like get to it. Like, she won't show it, at least. You know what I'm saying? It may piss off, but she's not really gonna show you that. Yeah. I think I got a lot of my beings from her.
Yeah, I was gonna say like OG Mellow.
Yeah. So I actually look a lot like my mother too. I'm cuter, obviously, but
I mean, damn.
Yeah. But it's like
kind of shade to mom though.
Not for real. Like, I'm extremely cute. So like,
I mean, look, you're gonna talk about
her.
It.
She's still up there.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. Right. 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 There's a level. So there's level. Another like level. Levels
cute.
To this.
I'm not that cute, but I'm cute.
But you know,
cute.
Doing your thing.
I'm cute.
Yeah. Okay. And pops.
Pops. Yeah, I'm a junior, actually. Yeah, he was there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make it seem like I didn't have my daddy in my life, but he wasn't in my life how he could have been. You know what I'm saying? He was kind of just there. Like, in my eyes, he felt like an uncle to me. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. Like, he gave me some wisdom. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? He taught me some things. I used to have good conversations with him from time to time, but like, he wasn't like really assertive in my life. Like, I wasn't like, we didn't like go to games or no weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't come to my games. Like, we didn't like hang out. You know what I'm saying? But I can just slide in the room and talk to him. You know what I'm saying? For a second. You know what I'm saying? Probably try to get a little change about him when I could.
Same crib?
Yeah. Yeah. For the most part. And then him and my mother, they went their separate ways. So, yeah. But that was like later on in life. But for the most part, he was in my life. He just like wasn't really involved.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just doing his thing.
And what'd he do?
He was in the Navy. And when he came out, he worked at Heinz. He's like a... He like lead foreman type, so like head janitor type.
Yeah.
But he don't like clean. He just like
they had a big factory in Chicago at one point.
Yeah, he is actually
no more.
No, I don't think
he
so.
Works at the hospital actually.
Yeah,
it's in Maywood actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure. All
right. So when did you get the nickname Mellow?
I got it when I was probably a junior in high school. One of my homies, Erskine, rest in peace, Erskine. He passed away not too long ago. He had cancer, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, he gave me that nickname. He just always thought I was so mellow. And then in high school, my younger years, they used to say I resembled Carmelo a lot. So it's like.
What, did you ball?
Yeah, I ball.
You who?
I ball.
You nice?
Silky J.
Oh.
Silky.
Okay.
That was your other nickname?
No, that's just
no, that's just facts.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just facts. Okay. You know what
something that needs to be known. Yeah. You know
yo, are you the nicest in Pivot?
Nah, I can't get myself that.
Okay, who is? Because I've heard a lot of Yang from a lot of the Pivot gang.
Yeah, that's the hard one. It'll probably have to be between probably Joe or Squeeze.
Okay. Okay.
I get the Joe on a good day.
Okay,
just because he got.
I heard Joe could ball.
Yeah, Joe got some G.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I get the joke.
Did you play in high school?
I did my first 2 years. My second 2 years, I played football.
Okay.
I went to a different high school. I changed high schools.
Oh, what was the first?
The freshman, first sophomore? High school, first freshman sophomore, I went to a school in Maywood by the name of Truvine. It's very, very low key. The graduating class was very small, like under 20-ish. You feel me?
Very small.
Like, it was mostly like Like, it was like St. Mel's, how it was like kindergarten on up, mm-hmm. and it was mostly them. The high school was just getting started when I was there, and it, unfortunately, it didn't last long.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they shut down?
Yeah, like, my sophomore year, they, like, had, like, the family that owned it also owned the church. The sophomore year, I was going to school in a church.
Oh, same church folks was playing dice in?
No, not that church. Yeah, we was in Maywood. We was in Maywood.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't, I ain't seen that church in a minute. But yeah, like half of my sophomore year, I was in school in a church.
Uh-huh. You feel me?
So that's when I was, my own thing.
And then where'd you finish? Really, where'd you finish up?
I went to St. Joe's in Westchester.
Okay.
Hated it.
Isn't that where Saba went?
Yeah, Saba and Joe.
Is that how y'all know each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So did you all meet in high school? Did you and Joe meet in high school?
We did. Me and Joe met.
This is Joseph Chilliams.
Joseph Chilliams.
I'm smart?
Yeah.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah,
come on. You heard the record?
Yeah. I'm pretty smart.
I'm not saying that, but it's like,
You still got to test well.
Like,
you can't just write these bars.
Yeah,
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, okay.
I like to say that.
You got to pass the bar exam.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. But Joe, I'll leave. Yeah. I'll see you guys later. It's been nice.
It's been nice knowing you.
It's a Tara show now.
Listen, I mean, it's my show anyway, so.
Ooh. These are only facts. Ooh. These are only facts. That's no shade. These are facts.
No, yeah, I feel facts
you.
Only.
Yeah.
I mess with the fact that you can accept that. You know
hey,
what I'm
look,
saying?
I'm ready for it.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's
I have no other choice, people. Also.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're smart. So, you met. All right. So, before we talk about. Meeting Joe, which I do want to know about. Sure. I want to ask
that's
about.
A pretty interesting story.
I want to ask about how you met hip hop and like where that came into your life and at what point.
Around that same time, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it.
I mean, clearly you're already listening to it though.
Slightly though, the hip hop. I'm more so in the southern. You know what I'm saying? Like Juvenile is one of my favorite first artists.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Juvenile
still. What is the differentiation? Like, what do you mean?
Like
Southern
when,
and like
when I like yeah that, so that's my bad. My first understanding of hip hop was strictly like New York stuff was hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that East Coast music, that's hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything else was just like music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And now that I think about it, it's a pretty horrible understanding.
Oh yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, so I didn't really consider that like the hip hop, like the stuff you would learn if you're trying to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like the backlist of stuff that you need to know in order to be a rapper. Like, I didn't consider that it. You know what I'm saying? So, it was mostly that. I used to listen to the Juvenile, Lil Wayne, and, like, Nelly. You know what I'm saying? Ludacris.
Okay,
stuff like that.
Nelly. In his prime, not
in
now.
In his prime. No, definitely
like
not
Nelly now.
Yeah,
sorry,
I can't ride with Nelly now.
It's okay.
Nah.
It's all right.
Can't roll with this shit.
But, yeah, it was mostly that. And when I got to high school, one of my homies, his name was Justin. He's like real big on like, you know what I'm saying, 90s hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So he just like put me on a lot. And actually Joseph, he put me on the Eminem, you know what I'm saying? Like I gave him this is how I met him. I gave him a Xbox controller, just like randomly. He didn't even know me. Like he had asked somebody else about like borrowing a controller. And they was like, I ain't got one, but you can ask Mello. You know what I'm saying? Joe never talked to me anything like that.
You'd known him before or no? You'd seen him
I'd
in the
seen
school?
Him around.
Okay.
Never had a conversation with him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He's
the first
like,
words.
This is like a tall motherfucker. In
yeah.
School.
He's had his walk. It's real distinctive. It's hilarious. He don't do it no more, but it's crazy. He's the walk, walk on his tippy toes.
I could imagine it, though.
It's like funny as hell.
He walk on two toes?
On his tippy toes.
Oh.
Well, he's a ballerina.
He's definitely a ballerina now.
True.
It makes sense now.
Yeah,
you know
right.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah, comes full circle.
Yeah,
comes full pirouette.
He's working on his
calves. Maybe he's a ballerina on the court. Anyway.
He is though.
Listen, Tarzan. Journalist Tara Mahadevi.
Yo, Max said the other day that you're a ballerina with your words. Wow. it was kind of on point. Anyway, that's besides that.
That's deep though.
A lot of
that's
ballerinas
deep.
Out
yeah.
of here.
Listen, yeah.
Unlikely ballerinas.
Oh, ballerinas. Ballerinas stay at the bar.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
I'll
bar
see you.
Bar is like the corniest way to say like
night.
A rap
good night.
Lyric.
Good night. I'll see you guys.
Definitely
later.
Right now.
It is.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
I
always
like,
been though.
Anyway. It was cool for a minute.
It was cool in like the 90s.
It was cool in the early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel like 2009.
I don't think I ever heard it in such frequency until Kevin.
Anyway. So you gave Joe a controller.
I gave Joe an Xbox controller.
Uh-huh.
And in return, Joseph gave me the Eminem show.
Oh. Yeah.
So
okay. Fair trade.
That was my first introduction to Joseph and Eminem.
Okay.
It was quite interesting.
And how did you start building with him?
You're
just like, yo, this album.
We had a class together. So we'll just be in there, and we'll just, you know what I'm saying? He didn't say much then. He don't say much now either. It's crazy.
Did he dance like he does now?
Joe is the complete opposite of what he is now.
Really?
Facts.
Really?
Facts.
Okay.
Joe didn't become like the guy you see until, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it always been in him, but he ain't like let that out until like a couple years ago. No, yeah, he's always hilarious.
Okay.
He
had to have something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can see, like, every part of him now, like, you can see bits
like
and pieces of
the fully realized Joe now, yeah. You can see it.
You can see the pieces of it then, but, you know.
So when did you, had you been writing prior to that point, or when did you begin to write?
I started writing when I was maybe a freshman.
Uh-huh.
I started,
writing rhymes?
Writing raps. Me and my homie Cecil, writing bars.
Oh.
Big bars.
Were they bars then?
No, they was bars.
Oh, they was bars.
They was bars.
Oh, Ben Bars.
They was bars.
Yeah, Ben Barson.
They no. Would. We used to rap over G Unit beats.
What? Okay. Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, we used to rap over G Unit beats. We wanted to be G Unit. We was we called ourselves CMG. It was me, my homie Cecil, and my homie Gary.
Oh, okay.
We called ourselves CMG. We used to rap over G Unit beats. Yeah, I was Lloyd Banks.
Okay. Wait, you couldn't pick 50.
No, I ain't want to be 50. I wasn't that hardcore. You
okay,
know what
yeah,
I was
yeah,
chilling.
Okay, yeah,
I had to be me.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Me.
That's
one
true.
Of them 50.
Yeah, but the one that was 50 shouldn't have been 50.
Okay,
it was like
no shade.
No shade. You wasn't 50, bro.
Where is he now?
Where's he now? He's like a manager at like some kind of store. He's doing decent. He got a little, you know what I'm saying, nice little wife.
Oh,
he living the life. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
he's not living a 50 life though.
I mean, 50% is bankrupt, right?
No, he's no. Definitely not bankrupt.
Bankruptcy, though.
I know like,
it was
falsely,
a lie.
Yeah,
I know it was a lie, but I'm just saying.
He is G'd up, so to speak.
To not give alimony.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still decent.
Yeah, yeah, he okay.
If he bankrupt, I'm
he okay.
Bankrupt.
Right?
We don't need to pass the hat for 50. You know, he's good. So you started to write freshman year.
Yeah.
And because you wanted to be the next Nelly, like what, or the next 50, like you
it was
thought,
just something to do then.
Okay.
I didn't even really believe in it. I just was doing something with my homies. We
okay.
Was making music,
okay.
Rapping over G and the beats. I never recorded it. You know what I'm saying? We just used to write and rap it in the room. You feel me? Never recorded it, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen the studio.
And then when you met Joe,
actually it was high school goes on, we graduate. Like a week after graduation, I see like my homie Justin, I talk about that, put me onto the hip hop music. I see a picture of him in the basement, like with a makeshift microphone, you know what I'm saying? Like rapping. Like that's his profile picture on MySpace. Yeah, MySpace. That's his profile picture. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, what you know what I'm saying? Where you at, bro? Let me get some of that. You know what I'm saying? Just bullshitting, you know what I'm saying? But he's like, oh, I'm over Joe Crib. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm gonna come over there one day. You know what I'm saying? We can hoop. You know what I'm saying? I can mess around on the mic. I went over there and I like stayed that whole week. Literally. Like when we just, you know what I'm saying? We was just cool. It just clicked like that. I was over there. Like the first day I made like some raps. I used to rap. You know what I'm saying? I had the same flow forever. You know what I'm saying?
What was the cake?
That was my flow right there. I remember that.
You remember old bars? You want to?
I never. I'm gonna tell you how
burn
you get
my
it.
Notebooks.
I'm gonna tell you how you get it. You ask Sab because Sab loves it.
Oh, so, he has the tracks.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
He'll gladly do
let's,
it.
Let's get one and put sure. it on the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah, right. Please bring only old tracks from everyone from Pivot Gang. We don't need to talk to you. Just play the tracks the entire time.
That'd be great.
But yeah, I just stayed like that week. You know what I'm saying? Slept on it. We was in the basement. Slept on the couch.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? For like probably like 3 days straight. Went back to the crib for like a day or so. Came
this
back.
Is and this is the crib like their the grandmother's crib.
Yeah, this is
crib.
Grandma's crib.
Yeah, okay.
It's in the
West. Yeah.
This
okay.
one
but
the
they
first
already
started.
Had the recording studio, kinda.
Yeah, like I said, it was makeshift. Like they had a mic, like literally in a pole. Like we had a pole, like that had some holes in it and stuck a mic in it.
They have all of those like photos and stuff.
Nah, it
on
wasn't
the
that. We did that later on.
Okay.
Right. It was the beginning.
It was like bare, like literally. Yeah.
But So this is when you're 18.
Yeah, 18.
I don't remember. When did Pivot Gang, like what year was?
That was like 2013.
Okay, so it's a few years.
A few years after that. Before we were Pivot, we were The Rally.
The Rally?
Oh. The Rally.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
No, I'm not mad at that. But what? Who was in that and why The Rally?
It was me, Joseph, Sab, and two of our homies, Justin and Moon.
Sab's like 12 at this point, right?
He's 13. I remember him rapping, and he was going crazy. And like, he's only 13. Like, yeah. Just tweaking on the mic with him.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we was The Rally. You know what I'm saying? We was getting together. We wanted to rap together, but we didn't want to just put everybody's name.
I've never heard anyone talk about that.
Yeah.
I've interviewed all of y'all so much.
Yeah,
you know?
And never heard The Rally, that, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Y'all got some secrets still. Yeah, okay.
I know.
But yeah, so that lasted for a minute.
Shit.
And then like life started like tearing that apart. You know what I'm saying? People like, over time you realize that everybody ain't built for that role. You know what I'm saying? So people started not coming. You know what I'm saying? So it was just us three. You know what I'm saying? And then like even with it just being us three, like it had died down so much that we wasn't even working as much. You know what I'm saying? It was just a dry spell. And that's when like, we were just like, we were just trying to find what was next, you know what I'm saying? The next move, what we was going to do.
Us three being Joe, Sab, and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we met Fresh.
Yeah, how did y'all?
Spooky is Joe and Sab's cousin.
Oh, okay.
Like, and he was, and Fresh was his friend. He brought him around. Spooky used to rap with us too in the basement. You know what I'm saying? He was like,
yeah, I've heard.
He was outside mostly though. You know what I'm saying? Like he was rapping with them before I got over there. You know what I'm saying? Like they was like cousins and brothers doing their thing, but like it was just like on some child stuff. So like he wasn't really sticking to it for real. So when I got over there, he was in and out. But he brought Fresh rap. You know what I'm saying? Then Fresh just started coming on his own. Fresh started coming and bringing his homies and they was like, they was hang time, and we was still The Rally, but we was making songs together, and we had to find a way to make it one, and that's when Pivot
Who was in hang time?
It was Fresh, Sway, and Kevo.
Oh, yeah. So they're all in Pivot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we just all...
Then Pivot was formed.
Yeah.
Because of the Friends episode.
Yeah, Joe.
I love
Joe,
that Friends
Joe came
episode.
With that.
Yeah. And Joe made me feel okay liking Friends.
You same.
Yeah, because
Joe has the way of doing that.
Yeah. You don't like Friends.
I don't like Friends, but yeah. But yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it on my own, but if like
no.
it's on and
the
people
only reason
watching,
I watch
it
is somebody
indulge.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
I wouldn't like turn to it though. I'm not setting a reminder.
There's no judgment. There's no judgment.
I'm just letting you know.
Look, if you love Friends
like that, I feel
no,
like
if you love Jennifer Aniston, Mello, you can tell me, man.
Jennifer Aniston's cool.
But if you want to have a good laugh at white people. Sorry,
yeah.
White people.
No,
sorry, white people.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that's why I don't like it. It's too close to home.
I feel that.
I feel that, but you're not like...
I know. That was a joke. Yeah. I mean, I would never hang out with those white people.
But the one episode where Rob... That episode. It's like, pivot! You know?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's epic.
So evocative of, you know, whatever.
So did you... When you all decided that you were going to kind of join forces...
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel? What was the environment? Where like what was that like? That conversation
shit was magical.
Yeah,
because we were just creating. We were just making music. We'd go outside, play basketball, come back in, write some raps. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. Probably go play ball again or play the video game. Make some more raps. We were just like it was second nature to create music. You know what I'm saying? Not like now. Like it kind of felt like a job. So like damn, I gotta go to the studio. I gotta make some music. Like it was just so natural then. And that shit was beautiful.
where would you guys play ball in that?
In the backyard.
In the backyard?
Yeah, we had a ram.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Dope.
With a little dog.
Yeah, with a little dog. Yeah. Shout out Zach.
Yeah, that dog was shit in that little like, gangway.
R.I.P. You know my nigga Zach.
Oh, wow.
But he's the one, he passed away.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot all about that.
And then they got a dog like 2 days later.
Yeah.
Because he died right when I interviewed Saba, like in 2016.
Yeah.
Like 2 days before that.
Albie's cool. Shout out Albie. I wish he can hear this. But yeah.
No, he will. No, he's a big listener. He's a big listener. No, he comments on all the pages.
He stand on two.
Yeah, no, he be liking all our shit on the gram.
He stand on two feet. like all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like able to manipulate like the phone. No, he like, got a gram.
He'll do it for like a nice minute. You'll think, damn,
no,
like,
he's trying to get on the show. He hit me up a few times. He slid in my DMs. He's like, yeah. I want to be on it. Anyway. Okay, sorry. Like, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, shout out to
how
Kevin
does he
Cole.
Type in the DMs?
Listen, he got pause. Anyway.
Pause.
Wow. Good one. Okay. Anyway. That at some point, that house should be a museum at some point.
Oh, especially the basement with all the
yeah.
pictures.
Yeah.
For sure. I wish I'd taken photos because I like always try and recreate it in my mind, but yeah. I think I had to like do a deep Facebook.
I ain't even been there in a while. It's damn near hard for me to do it sometimes.
Let's talk. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, but the studio's gutted now, right? Or is there still equipment there?
I mean, it's still a little stuff there. Oh, okay. It's not a lot, though.
Yeah.
It's not what it was.
Yeah, you guys have an other space.
Right.
Yeah,
we got new space.
I kind of want to talk discography, just like how you get from that time, like some of the first projects that started to come out, okay. and how you all as a crew started to build a buzz, and what like the... Because there was a crew record at some point.
Yeah.
Was it the first?
Yeah, the first Jimmy. Project, yeah. It was called Jimmy.
Yeah.
It was 2015?
Really?
Maybe? No? 14? 2014. 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a crew record.
Yeah. It was a crew record, a whole gang. It came out October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah.
And who all was on that record?
Me, Sab, Joseph, Walt, Sway and Kevo were on like maybe one or two songs. And we had Fresh, Jimmy. He was like talking throughout it. Yeah, because he was locked up at the time.
Yeah.
We
had
dedicated it to him. That's why it was called Jimmy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Were you working on it before he got locked up?
No, we were just making. After? We had an idea to make 300 songs in the summer.
Whew.
Yeah, and then he had got locked up, so we just started like, all right, let's make a project now.
Uh-huh. You know,
so.
Huh. Yeah. And then because part of what happened, I mean, because did Sob's record, did one of the early EPs came out prior
Comfort
to that?
Zone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When did you begin to think about your own, you know, individual records?
Actually, I was, like, working on Melodramatics around the time he started working on Comfort Zone.
Okay.
Like, he was supposed to drop Comfort Zone and I was supposed to drop Melodramatics.
Okay.
But life happened. You know.
Well, what happened in between? Because that's, what, a three-year span or something like that?
Yeah, it was just me trying to find, like, my niche, you know what I'm saying, what I thought was what I wanted to do. Because at the time, I was able to make a lot of different kind of records. I didn't know what kind of, you know, like, what I wanted to do specifically, though. You know what I'm saying? I just know I was able to do a lot of stuff, but, like, you don't want to necessarily do everything. You know what I'm saying? So I was just trying to find my way as an artist and as a man. You know what I'm saying? I was just still trying to grow. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't like, quote unquote, ready to be an artist. You know what I'm talking about? And the dedication and time that took, like, to be on your own. Like, it wasn't nuts for me to go over there and make songs with my homies. But as far as like crafting this stuff by myself and like getting my ideas, like, because when you write a verse to a song opposed to when you write a whole song, it's a complete difference. Like, I can get on a feature any day.
And crush.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, different.
But it's like, in order to create a whole song, like, that takes time. You know what I'm talking about? Give your thoughts in it, you know what I'm saying? Have that something be solid that you can stand by. That's another thing.
Much less a whole project.
Yeah, that's another thing. I just wanted to be able to stand by that music and not dislike it at another time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't me. You know what I'm saying?
That's very real, though. I feel like it's something people who don't make music think about, maybe, mm-hmm. or, you know. Just like how life factors in, you know, and like having, because a lot of people have to step away from shit, you know, and deal with shit and then come
definitely.
Back and like, you know, and that interrupts the flow and the momentum and all of that.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Like, I was just stepping away from it for like, I'm saying personal reasons. I just didn't want to be bothered with the headache of putting the project together. So that'll mess up the flow. And then I come back, and then I got to build that up again, and then I, you know what I'm saying, do it again. Like, it was just a cycle that I was putting myself in, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily doubting the music, but wanted to feel stronger about the music, you know what I'm saying? I always know I can make good songs. I know I can rap like that. That don't bother me. But I want to, you know what I'm saying, I want something I can stand by, something I can, like, you know what I'm saying, down the line, like, not just right now. Like, I can look back later and be like, oh, yeah, I still like that. I still can vibe with that. I can put that on and not that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's. I want to talk about the record and also kind of what you're working on and the like since the record. But during the time where you were, you know, kind of tinkering with it and stepping away from it and coming back to it, mm-hmm. a lot happened.
Yeah.
A lot happened with you, I'm sure. Yeah. A lot happened with Pivot.
Yeah.
It was also, I mean, Saba was, you know, growing his buzz.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to, I'm interested in what
unpack
that.
Some of that.
Yeah. And what that was like, witnessing some of that, participating in all of that, being yeah. around for all of that as an artist and as a man.
It's crazy you say that because, like I said, I was supposed, like, after Comfort Zone, I was supposed to drop something, you know what I'm saying? But, like, stuff got in the way. And then, like, around that time, it was starting to pick up for him. So my whole thing was being there for him, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't even, like, I'm going to get to my music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to go to these shows with him. I'm trying to, like, because I'm seeing the opening. So I'm, like, I'm trying to help push him forward. You know what I'm saying? We all had that mind state. You know what I'm talking about? Me and Walt. You
it's
know
a support
saying?
System.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We was riding with him. We going to all the shows yeah. with him, all the interviews. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to, because that has a lot of light right now. So it's like, let's push this. You know what I'm saying? It was a collective thought. Like, we never really talked about it, but, like, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this happen. You know what I'm saying? So I started to, like, just personally, not even because, like, I was asked to or, like, somebody wanted me to. I started putting myself on the back burner because I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, push the collective, you know what I'm saying, push that whole thing because it was easier, to be honest, you know what I'm saying, other than to stress with that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I make this music. I'm not going to rush that. It was more so my thought process. And every time of me not rushing it, I'm also not being on it how I should. So, yeah, just during that time, a lot, we was just, like I said, supporting him, being there for him, you know what I'm saying?
And an increasing amount of shows.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Just trying to make the platform bigger, you know what I'm saying, so that whenever I do come, it's even better now, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I wasn't, like, not thinking about myself still, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't, like, forgetting myself.
but that's, like, as any person, I imagine that is also I would imagine a kind of a difficult thing to do.
Right, because uplift somebody else in lieu of uplifting yourself.
Yeah. Put not somebody else's work before your own.
Yeah, I didn't.
Just as
I didn't,
an artist, I didn't, artists are very prideful.
I didn't take it that way.
Yeah.
I just didn't. It didn't seem like I was doing an injustice. It felt like the thing to do. Like, this is, like, he popping right now. Like, this is really going. Let's push that. You know,
well, it's smart.
You,
that
yeah.
is, it's also smart, yeah. right? I mean, and there are models for that, right? I think about ASAP Mob. I think about other folks who have
right, kind of like the frontman or the
yeah, whatever. Yeah, and like whoever was kind of first to pop is like, yeah, well, this is our wave as
right.
opposed to this is his wave or yeah. her
right.
wave. Like, we are a collective,
and it
we
always
are a
felt
family.
Like that. Like, you know, so that's I never felt like I was yeah. just some dude in the background.
Yes,
like during this time, like he wanted me to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he like, you know what I'm saying, stop. You know, stop playing. Put out the project, you know what I'm saying? Make the project. Like, he wanted me to create this music. He's always been on that with me. So that's why it was easy to do it, because I knew that he wanted me to shine. So it wasn't like I was taking a backseat to not ever step forward, you know? I was just doing what I felt was right at the time, you know what I'm saying? He always encouraged it, though, so I never felt bad for doing that. You know what I'm saying? I never felt like I was doing a disservice for, like, not being so self, you know what I'm saying? Not thinking about myself so much. You know what I'm saying?
You all collectively also always shouted out the squad.
Yeah.
Like, even from stage, there is, like, the rallying cry of Pivot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which you all do.
Yeah.
And have all done for a long time at this point,
yeah,
which I think is also significant. I think once people get a little gas or a little heat, like, they'll be like, ah, this is about me.
Yeah,
you know,
still do it,
always yeah. do it.
Y'all brotherhood. I mean, like,
yeah, it's not
like
it's
family
not like
is really
formed.
At the root of Pivot, and that's Facts. Why I fuck with y'all so much, because you're not only like amazing artists, but you're good people. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, people can be amazing artists and be shitty people. You know,
fashion.
Like, there's so many of those people.
They
you
are.
Know, that's why. Y'all are just so, I don't know, I can't think of, like, the word, but,
yeah,
you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. And
Thank
that's,
you.
I mean, I think that's the power, you know, in the collective. And I think that there is a power in a collective, period. But I think you
right.
all are individually gifted and
but
very
together,
different. Oh, I know. Well, yeah, which
like
is amazing. Yeah.
Powerhouse. Yeah. And, you know, y'all put on for the West Side, which, you know, is, I mean, how many people are doing that?
Not many.
Yeah.
So. Well, let's talk about the record, because I think that is like just an interesting point in terms of your individual distinctions. Mm-hmm. You know, that you all are very different in terms of like your emceeing ability.
Yeah.
For me, I would feel like you are the grittiest of the squad.
Factual.
You know, like you are the because you reference the lyric, it reminds me of like that, like when Bone Crusher comes on,
yeah,
in a club, it's like you will stomp everybody out in the club.
Yeah.
And there's something about your music where, you know, Joe for me is like a Cool Keith, MF Doom, like lyrical oddball.
Yeah.
Saba is very much in a tradition for me of, you know, Chicago
West Side
literature. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fresh is the poet of the squad for
yeah.
me. You know, Walt, I think, was beginning to figure it out for real, but yeah. it's
really
also
the
like
crooner.
Yeah, right. That like
he was
ballads.
Definitely the prince. Like yeah. he was the R&B. You know,
right?
Yeah.
And like the bridge between those forms in
yeah.
some ways. And
yeah.
you come on, it's like, okay, well, I'm about to stomp someone the fuck out.
Yeah.
So
trying to be assertive.
Okay. Right. Right. So where does that tenacity, that aggression, because right now you are mellow,
yeah,
but on the mic you are not.
Nah, I'm not. Actually, I'm not as mellow as I lead on to be. You know what I'm saying? I have an edge. I have a temper.
Well, we hear that in the lyric.
Yeah, that's. I just channel it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Opposed to me putting it onto people. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not good for people.
Right. They don't want it, so you put it in the music.
Yeah. And not even just like in a harmful matter, like, you know what I'm saying, just people around me, like my mother, you know what I'm saying, my girlfriend, like, just I bottled it all up, like, not so I gotta put it somewhere, you know what I'm saying, cause I wanna be chill, I wanna be reserved about most situations, but like sometimes it's hard to do that, so you know what I'm saying, you gotta put that energy somewhere, and I try to put it in the music.
Well, so let's talk about the record.
Yeah.
A little bit, Melodramatics.
Mm-hmm.
It came out when?
Came out October 2nd.
It's okay.
About 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
Yeah.
So even getting to that point, right, it was part of a very hectic year.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very hectic year for a lot of reasons. Yeah. Most importantly being the loss of a brother.
Right.
You know, I feel like, because, like, the months leading up to that, like, the project was, like, almost ready, you know what I'm saying? Like, before Sad went on the first tour and we all went with him, like, I was gearing up to drop it, you know? So, like, he would be listening to it a lot, you know what I'm saying? He was just like, man, you know what I'm saying? You gonna fuck him up when you drop. Like, he was encouraging me. Like, he was making me feel so strongly about it, you know what I'm saying? Because as an artist, sometimes you doubt it, you know what I'm saying? You doubt the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never think it was trash. I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Is it the best?
And when you say he, you mean?
Walt.
Right.
He was always encouraging the music. You know what I'm saying?
He made so much music.
Yeah.
Right?
You know
and
saying?
Was also an incredible cheerleader.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like someone
that's,
who really.
That's where I got it from. Like, the not caring about, like, you know, because he was like Sab hype man, like, the first couple years. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't care, you know what I'm talking about, because he knew what time it was. He know his star. So it's like, I ain't got no problem bigging up my brother right now because I know where I'm headed. So, like, that just made it easy for me because it's like, if he up there, like, jumping around and screaming, like, I can come to the show. I can support my vids, you know what I'm saying? I can, because it was a point where, like, we all was, like, he was moving. So we thought, like, a lot of other Pivot members wasn't, like, as active then as far as, like, being around because it was, like, mostly just Saab doing stuff. So, like, people would, like, be weird about that, you know what I'm saying? But, like why? You know what I'm saying? It's still Pivot, you know what I'm saying? He screaming, he want us there, he asked us to come, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was easy for me to be there for him, and Walt just, like, reassured that, like, you know what I'm saying, this was the move, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, like you said, the biggest cheerleader, he was all for Melodramatics. He couldn't wait till I dropped it, you know what I'm saying? He thought I was going to blow up when I dropped it, you know what I'm saying? And that just made me feel good about it, you know what I'm saying? Because I looked up to him musically because of how he worked, like, that shit.
Right.
I mean, I worked the best when I was with him, you know what I'm saying, because he just – it just felt more natural, you know what I'm talking about? It just felt like I don't know. It reminded me of those pivot days, because around the time where we was all creating our individual projects, like, we wasn't pivoting as much, you know what I'm saying? So, like, being with him reminded me of that. Like, we hung out a lot. We made music a lot. You know what I'm saying? We'd just be chilling a lot, so we'd just start creating. Like, and that just, that helped a lot with the process. So it was easy after that to put it out, because I knew I had to. It's like,
but, yeah, it seemed like even in his death, he was a cheerleader and Facts. Has pushed so many of them to, like, yeah. put music out and, yeah. you know, keep working and all that. Yeah. I mean, how many times have I heard that from even John Doe, even, you know?
Yeah.
All of y'all. Because that's how he would have warned it. You know what I'm saying? That's what he would have been on. Like, that's, so, like, why stop that over that? Like, he would, that would make him upset. You know what I'm saying?
Did you push back your release date because of his passing?
Nah, not for real. I just wasn't thinking about music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even thinking about creating for real. And then I just ain't know how to finish it for real. Like, I wanted to involve him, you know, and I had the opportunity to do that, but I had some stuff so I could still, you know what I'm saying, finesse something. But it was just a weird time, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention that, like, in life in general, it was just a weird time for me, you know what I'm saying? So that didn't help, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Cause
that,
and that Fresh was, got out and, you know,
like,
all
and
that.
It was just, I didn't make no timing. Sense. It's like, it was so many ups and downs in my life at that time, like, outside of
the
those
The fact
things.
That you put it out, though, is amazing.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I felt like I had to, once again. I felt like right. I would have been petty to keep holding this, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get up. Tour was amazing for that. It showed me what the music can do. It reminded me, like, seeing their reaction was some of the reactions I got from Walt. So it was like...
The one right after he passed away?
Yeah, yeah. That it was just the bucket list tour. It was just, mm-hmm. it was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Because you went on that tour.
I went on that tour.
And you were one of the openers for the tour.
Yes, I was.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so what was that like being out on the road in cities, not Chicago, and seeing people begin to vibe with your music?
It was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. It just showed me, like, the reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, this does affect people. It does move people. This is not just something at home, not just because they cool with you. You know, it goes beyond, you know what I'm saying? It just reminded me of what the music could do. So I was eager to put it out. I was eager to make more of it. I was eager to get back on the road, you know.
And then you just got off the road.
I did. Right? I did a couple of dates.
Yeah, you were on the Care For Me tour.
Care For Me tour. I did the East Coast.
East Coast Swing.
East Coast Swing.
Right, right.
And those was actually, I did five dates. Those were the best five dates from last year. So, like, I had the opportunity, like, all right, you can take the East Coast or you can do the West Coast. I'm like, man, I need to do them cities because them the cities I had fun in last year.
What were the cities?
It was Boston, New York.
Philly?
Philly.
Yeah.
Boston, New York, Philly, Washington, and...
Another East Coast city.
Yeah, another East Coast city. North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
North Carolina.
Yeah. East Coast.
And yeah, I guess...
Kind of East Coast.
And so that was a big tour for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys... Sold out the country.
Yeah, sold out a lot of dates on there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And like the venues, like you can just see like the
bigger venues now.
Bigger, you know what I'm saying? More people. They know the words, like they knew the words to my shit. You know what I'm saying? So
that must feel amazing.
It's pretty great, actually.
So, all right. So first of all, Melodramatics is streaming everywhere.
Melodramatics is streaming everywhere.
If you are sleeping,
wake up.
You could wake up and you could go stream and listen and download on any of the services.
Anywhere you listen to music, you will find me.
Now, so since that time, because this is now a few months.
6 months.
Yeah.
6 months, yeah.
What are you working on now?
Just more music. I'm trying to put out a couple projects if I can. Not to put my foot in my mouth. But
no, a couple. This year, a couple? 2018,
get a
couple.
Little young EP from you.
You know what I'm saying? Get a couple EPs.
A couple EPs.
I like the EPs.
Sound like an album. Taste. A couple EPs sound like an album to me. But nah, yeah, I'll go. Saying. I'll take
but
what
you know,
I can
it's
get.
A taste.
I know. I'm just trying to give you a taste.
Listen. Yeah, yeah exactly. Let them know
the newness in which I am on. But yeah, I'm trying to get that together. Just cooking though. I'm just trying to not take as long as I did last time. I got an actual cooking show. You feel me?
Yo, I know. Yes, what is it called? And where can
people
find
it? It's called Cooking with MF.
Yes.
It's on my YouTube.
Yes. You know
just just go follow me somewhere. You'll find the link to it.
It's really amazing. It's funny. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's instructive.
With my homegirl, Sugar and Scrub. Yeah, I just did something again. I shot the second episode the other day with Solo Sam. It's not out yet.
Okay.
And I shot the third episode also with a friend of mine. He's also one of the original guys from the rally. That's interesting.
Okay, I mean, Tar and I cook is all I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, we could hop on a show quick. You know what I'm saying?
The corner store.
Yeah, corner store cooking class.
I'm so with
you. Cook some stir fry.
Yeah, stir fry with hot chip dust. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. You know what it is? You know what I mean?
Hot chip dust.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You gotta eat the whole bag, and then at the end we
just dump it in. Yeah, exactly. Put it over the noodles. It's like a little marinara.
Man,
have you seen the ice cream that's like dipped in hot chip dust?
No,
only the elote that Wani made. Better than that, nah.
I mean, it's ice cream.
I know.
Hot chip dust.
That's dope.
Yeah,
I'm doing that, so that's cool.
Okay,
more of those on the way.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you're out here.
Young content. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep it interesting. Everybody raps. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to give you more of me. I'm also an Uncle Daddy, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it you have?
I have a nephew. He's two.
Yeah.
I've been taking care of him since he was like 5 months.
Yeah, you're very involved in this young man's life, right?
All over the ground.
Yeah.
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 That's my little homie. He feels like my son most days.
Right. Because you're with him often.
Yeah, he stays with me. So I'm in the house with him probably Monday through Friday to about 5, and then I'm running out the door.
Right. So what's that like, taking care of such a little person?
It's been amazing. It's been a challenge. It's been as far as like, you know what I'm saying, just trying to balance the two lives, you know what I'm saying, me being a rapper and then me being an uncle.
Right.
They don't really mix well. But I'm trying to blend them. I'm trying to do better with my time.
Well, because you're not actually, I mean, you're a dad, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So it's because an uncle rapper seems a little more plausible.
Yeah. Right, like you're
Poppy, like, hey, listen,
like,
I'm
Poppy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm Uncle Daddy rapper. Yeah.
Right.
It's so different.
So different.
Yeah.
That's lovely, though, man.
It's a task, but it's allowed me to grow a lot in places that I needed to, so I rock with that. I do have help now.
Yeah? Okay. All right. That's what's up. It's good to have help.
It is, man. Help is necessary. I used to be I don't need no help person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
That's a bad.
You just got to find the right help.
That's factual.
You can't have all the help, just the right.
You know what I'm saying? Just the right amount of help.
So how soon can people anticipate some of these EPs?
Full EPs, I can't give you dates on that because that's horrible.
Okay.
But you can definitely expect new music from me 2018.
Okay,
these are
great.
Facts.
All right, this is very exciting. Good. And where can people find you in the meantime on the Interconnected Network?
I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. That's about it.
Where at?
MF and Mello. MFNMELO.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there, you know what I'm saying? Go to my SoundCloud if you're into that. If you're not trying to pay, but preferably go stream that though, because I got a son.
Yeah,
I just told you that.
Are those checks decent? Are they okay? Are they coming in or
they cool? They,
okay,
you know what
they decent.
They,
yeah,
I don't starve.
Right? Yeah.
I don't starve.
Okay. That's, well, you got a cooking show. You got to eat.
You know what I'm saying? I got
to
eat.
I literally don't listen to things on SoundCloud if I don't have to.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's
no,
real.
Exactly.
I really, SoundCloud's interface is trash.
So. It is. It's not great. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they're decent though.
Go peep that show on Apple or Spotify, right?
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah. Help
definitely
Mello feed
Apple
his
and Spotify.
Nephew son.
Yeah.
Help feed nephew son. Help feed me.
Son.
You feel me?
That's his rap name.
Nephew son.
Nephew son is not a bad rap name. Just for the record.
Yeah. Not a bad
I mean, it's never too early to start.
I'm gonna have to start on my IG, nephew son. Coming soon.
Bet.
Well, man.
We are.
Huge fans.
We're giant fans, man.
Hey, I'm a huge fan of you guys, too. Little do you know. You're pretty great journalists. And you just do a lot. And I appreciate it.
we appreciate you. And I'll say this, man. We don't invite a lot of people back. But I think, like, once you have a new project, you know, and the corner store is yours, you know.
For sure. I'm going to stop by, man. Y'all
please do. Please stop by.
Cheese and meat in here, bro.
You bring the cheese and meat and we'll bring the chips.
Cool, yes, cool. Exactly. We'll have like a little cheese and meat chip party.
She did just give me, but it's okay, though. I got to put them on. You got to give back sometimes.
I don't eat meat, though, so just give me the cheese.
Yeah. Right, cool. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not big into dairy, so just. Okay, yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's delicious, actually. So, you know, whenever, please come back whenever, and know that we are listening and very excited for all that you will continue to create. Never stop making music. And I'm looking forward for the corner store being on a cooking show.
Oh, that's happening. Yeah, that's happening. Let's do it. That's happening.
I'm being, I get my little fit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Stay fitted, though. You know what it is. Anyway, thank you so much for being here, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, appreciate you.
It was great.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you, DJ Exhibit, for the beat.
Langston Olsen for the logo and art.
Big up, WGN Radio. Shout out to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
And boss man, Todd Manley.
Thank you, Dami.
And Marlena, the snack provider.
Shout out, Rena, the official photog in the corner store.
Stay up with us, Shy Corner Store, on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
And please, y'all, please rate and subscribe on iTunes, Apple Music, SoundCloud, and wherever you listen to a podcast. Consider giving us those 5 stars.
And tell a friend.
And thank you for listening and rocking with us. We'll see you next week.